All right. Well, thanks for joining us on today's DriveCast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor at our Westerville campus. And this week, we've been talking about the sin of comparison. And today, we just want to take some time to stop and to acknowledge the fact that God is holy. You know, comparison is one of those things that we can fall into without even being aware of it. And we tend to compare just about every aspect of our life. We compare how we look and how we dress with other people. We compare our spouse and our kids. We compare our jobs and our incomes. We compare our homes and our cars. And I think the reason that we tend to compare ourselves to other people is we want to know how we measure up compared to them. How are we doing compared to the people in our life? And comparison leads to two very unhealthy attitudes and mindsets. For some people, it leads them to this attitude of pride, where they start to look down on the people in their life and feel superior to them when they compare their life to theirs. For others, it leads to this feeling of insecurity, where they start to look down on themselves and feel inferior to the people around them. But either way, comparison never produces a healthy outlook or mindset in our life. And so then what do we do? How do we fight against this sin of comparison that we can so easily fall into? I think one of the best solutions is for us to take our eyes off ourselves, to take our eyes off the people around us, and instead turn our eyes towards God and acknowledge the fact that He is holy. You see, God is not a better or more improved version of us. No, He is set apart and completely distinct from everything else. There is no one or no thing that we can compare Him to. In fact, listen to how Scripture speaks of God and His holiness. In Exodus 15:11, it says this, "Who among the gods is like You, Lord? Who is like You, majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, working in wonders?" 1 Samuel 2:2 says this, "There is no one holy like the Lord. There is no one besides You. There is no rock like our God." Revelation 15:4 says, "Who will not fear You, Lord, and bring glory to Your name? For You alone are holy. All nations will come and worship before You, for Your righteous acts have been revealed." You know, I think we often fall into comparison because what we're doing is we are setting ourselves up as the God of our life. And I know we would never say that out loud, that we're setting ourselves up as God, but we tend to believe that we are the most important person. We believe that everything revolves around us and our eyes are all constantly fixed on ourselves and our life and our problem. And we compare ourselves to others to see how we're doing, how we can make our life better. But when we truly recognize who God is, that He is great, that He is holy, that He is awesome, that there is no one like Him, and that He is completely set apart, then I believe that the only proper response is to take our eyes off ourselves and the people in our lives and to turn them towards heaven, to turn them towards God. So when you're tempted to compare yourself to someone else, whether it's a coworker, and you're comparing your responsibilities at your job or the promotion that you got, or it's comparing yourself to a neighbor and the car that they drive or the house they live in, or comparing yourself to a friend or to someone on social media, rather than trying to measure your self-worth by that person, remind yourself who God is and who you're not, that He is the only one worthy of your attention and your devotion and your worship, and that He alone gets to determine your worth and your identity. Your worth does not come by how you measure up or compare to the people in your life. Your worth comes from who your Heavenly Father says that you are. So let me take a moment to pray for us and then to give you a chance to pray as well. So Father, we want to stop today to just acknowledge that You are holy, that You are set apart, that You are awesome, and that You are great. And God, help us today to take our eyes off ourselves, to take our eyes off the people around us, to not fall into this trap of comparison, but to fix our eyes on You, our good and holy and perfect God. It's in the name of Your Son, Jesus, that we pray. Amen.